ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 24 द रिनन्सिएशन ऑफ कर्दम मुनि पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 25। Lord Brahma instructs Kardama, Devahuti, and their 9 daughters. Sri Maitreya said, recalling the words of Lord Vishnu, the merciful sage Kardama replied as follows to Swayambhuva Manu's praiseworthy daughter Devahuti, who was speaking words full of renunciation. Ma kida rajaputri anindate. Do not be disappointed with yourself, O princess, for you are actually praiseworthy. The infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead will shortly enter your womb as your son. You have undertaken sacred vows. Bhadram te. May God bless you. Hence, you should worship the Lord with great faith through sensory control, religious observances, austerities, and gifts of your money in charity. Lord Shukla, the personality of Godhead, being worshipped by you, will spread my name and fame. Lord Narayana will vanquish the knot of your heart by becoming your son and teaching you knowledge of Brahman. Sri Maitreya then said, Devahuti was fully faithful and respectful toward the direction of her husband Kardama, who was one of the Prajapatis or generators of human beings in the universe. O Vidura, O great sage, Devahuti thus began to worship the master of the universe, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart. After many, many years, the supreme personality of Godhead, Madhusudana, the killer of the demon Madhu, having entered the semen of Kardama, appeared in Devahuti just as fire comes from wood in a sacrifice. At the time of his descent on earth, demigods in the form of raining clouds sounded musical instruments in the sky. The celestial musicians, the Gandharvas, sang the glories of Lord Madhusudana, while celestial dancing girls, known as Apsaras, danced in joyful ecstasy. And at that time, the demigods, flying freely in the sky, showered flowers. All the directions, all the waters, and everyone's mind became very satisfied. Lord Brahma, the firstborn living being, went along with Marichi and other sages to the place of Kardama's hermitage, which was surrounded by the river Sarasvati. O Vidura, Shatruhanot, killer of the enemy, the unborn Lord Brahma, who is almost independent in acquiring knowledge, could understand that a portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his quality of pure existence, had appeared in the womb of Devahuti, just to explain the complete state of knowledge known as Sankhya Yoga. After worshipping the Supreme Lord with gladdened senses and a pure heart for his intended activities as an incarnation, Lord Brahma spoke as follows to Kardama and Devahuti. O Tata, my dear son Kardama, since you have completely accepted my instructions without duplicity, showing them proper respect, You have worshipped me properly, O Manada. Whatever instructions you took from me, you have carried out, and thereby you have honored me. Sons ought to render service to their father exactly to this extent. One should obey the command of one's father or spiritual master with due deference, saying, Badham iti, yes, sir. All of your thin-waisted daughters are certainly very chaste, and I am sure they will increase this creation by their own descendants in various ways. Therefore, today, please give away your daughters to the foremost of the sages, with due regard for the girls' temperaments, yatha shilam, and tastes or likings, yatha ruchi, and thereby spread your fame all over the universe. O Kardama, I know that the original Supreme Personality of Godhead has now appeared as an incarnation by his internal energy. Madhusudana is Shaivadhim, just like a vast treasure, who bestows all that can be desired by the living entities, and he has now assumed the body of Kapila Muni. By mystic yoga and practical application of knowledge from the scriptures, Kapila Muni, who is characterized by his golden hair, his eyes just like lotus petals, and his lotus feet, which bear the marks of lotus flowers, will uproot the deep-rooted desire for work in this material world. And so, my dear Manavi, daughter of Manu, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kaitaba Ardhana, the killer of the demon Kaitaba, is now within your womb. Kapila Dev will cut off all the knots of your ignorance and doubt. Then Madhusudana will travel all over the world. Your son will be the head of all perfected souls. Madhusudana will be approved by the Acharyas, expert in disseminating real knowledge. And among the people, Madhusudana will be celebrated by the name Kapila. And as your son, the son of Devahuti, he will increase your fame. Sri Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. After thus speaking to Kardama Muni and his wife Devahuti, Lord Brahma, creator of the universe, and who is also known as Hamsa, went back to the highest of the three planetary systems on his swan carrier along with the four Kumaras and Narada. O Vidura, after the departure of Shatadrittau, Lord Brahma, Kardama Muni, having been ordered by Brahmaji, handed over his nine daughters as instructed to the nine great sages who created the population of the world. Kardama Muni handed over his daughter Kala to Marichi and another daughter Anasuya to Atri. Kardama delivered Shraddha to Angira and Havirbhu to Pulastya. Kardama delivered Gati to Pulaha, the chaste Kriya to Kratu, Kyati to Bhrigu, and Arundhati to Vasishtha. Kardama delivered Shanti to Atharva, and because of Shanti, sacrificial ceremonies are well performed. Thus, Kardama got the foremost Brahmanas married and maintained them along with their wives. And thus married, the sages took leave of Kardama and departed full of joy, each for his own hermitage, my dear Vidura. Recorded June 16, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namaste Narasimhaya, Prahlad Ahlad Dayane, Hiranya Kashipo Vakshaha, Shilatanka Nakalaye, Ito Narsingha Parato Narsingho, Yato Yato Yamitato Narsingha, Bahir Narsingho Vidaye Narsingho, Narsingham Ading Sharanam Prapadye, Tavakara Kamala Varei Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I offer my obeisances to Lord Narasimha, who gives joy to Prahlad Maharaj, and whose nails are like chisels upon the stone-like chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu. Lord Narsingha is here, and he is also there. Wherever I go, Lord Narsingha is there. He is in my heart, and he is outside as well. So I surrender to Lord Narsingha, who is the origin of all things and the supreme refuge. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed this form of half man, half lion. All glories to you. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon, Hiranyakashipu, has been ripped apart by the wonderfully pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands.